Hi, and welcome to Happier Music Teacher. Are you a music teacher who has no time, no voice, and you kind of need to pee? I'm Beth Duhon. I'm a Christian, wife, mother, musician, and former stressed hot mess music teacher. I've been there. Join me every week as we work on easy micro actions so that you can be a happier music teacher. Here's my all-too-true tale of why marketing is hard. This week, I was going to purchase end-of-the-year gifts for two of my son's teachers, both music teachers, his band director, and his French horn lesson teacher. I am not the French horn lesson teacher. I outsource that all day long. Best money I ever spend. And I appreciate them so much, so I just want to give them a little something at the end of the year. And I bought Amazon gift cards. Y'all, I wrote a book for music teachers and did not gift them a book. Now, I did remedy that with the band director, and the French horn lesson teacher's book is coming later. Now, we could make a case that they should buy the book. Okay. But I can buy them my book. I can promote my book, and I can gift them a book about music teachers because they're music teachers, and it honestly didn't occur to me. So if it has not occurred to you yet to pick up the book, please do. I know we always wait till someday. This would be a great time of year for an end-of-the-year gift for your child's music teacher. It would be a great summer read for yourself. Any time of the year, really, but I think summer when we have more bandwidth would be great. So don't be like me and forget to purchase The Happier Music Teacher, 50 Days to Being a Happier Music Teacher at Home and at School. It's available on F-Flat Books for an e-copy. It's also available on Amazon and paperback. If you haven't figured out by now, my tells, almost everything that I podcast about is either my lived experience or something I'm seeing a lot in Facebook groups for music education. So I saw an interesting comment in one of them, a larger group, and it said, "Help, I need to close out my classroom." And I thought, yes, I need help close out my classroom too. So maybe you're a couple weeks away from this. I'm sorry, you're just on a different schedule than I am. But it all comes out in the wash anyway. Or maybe you're exactly on the same schedule as I am and it needs to happen this week. But here is my rough guide to closing out your classroom. If you like this episode and you like a little bit more help, you can check out episode 8, End of Year Teacher Checklist. This may be verbatim. I don't know. You'll have to check it out. I'm not sure. This week has a whole lot of steps, but I'm going to go pretty quickly because I don't think I want to do a part 2. So here goes nothing. Number 1, print the checklist out. You know the one that you get from the admin that also has to have all the signatures on it, and it gives a lot of information in a very short amount of time. You're going to be old school. Digital does not work for me on this one, like many things. Go ahead and physically print that checklist out and then cross out what doesn't apply, because luckily for us, a whole lot of it doesn't apply, but it just is like visual noise for me. So I go ahead, now cautious here, but if it doesn't apply to me, I will just go ahead and lightly cross it out in pencil to make sure that I can see what then does apply to me. So have that checklist in hand. Always know where it is. This is going to be your holy book here for a couple weeks while you're closing out your classroom. Next step in my world, and these may not be very highly organized in their order, but you'll sift through it okay, is deal with the tech. Now, hopefully you're lucky enough to have tech, so what a great problem to have. But that is a different checklist, right? And that is a different operating system that you're having to do. Sometimes it's through your librarian. Sometimes you have a tech person on your campus. Sometimes there's a larger one operating your district. Whatever is going on with your tech, deal with the tech. So you really need to read the email about the new adoptions. Really need to look and dig in there. What exactly is my part of this? What do I need to do? Do I keep it locked up in my room? Do I turn it in someplace? Is there a new adoption and they're taking everything up? Am I supposed to log out of everything? And some of that can be real time consuming really fast if you don't bake it into the cake. So go ahead and get out in front of that. Go ahead and deal with the tech. Next step with this, since you went ahead and printed out your checklist, is read the list. Now, I'm not talking down to you. This is for me. I will print it or I'll be aware of it. I might skim it on my email and then I don't read it. And so then it's the end and I don't have any brain cells left. I'm trying to read for comprehension. It's the 11th hour and it's a nightmare. So while you still have a few functioning brain cells, while you're still upright, go ahead and take a few seconds to read through the list and make sure you understand. Go slowly if you need to. It's just these are things that we don't do every day, thank goodness. Isn't that a bright spot? I texted that to my team about some logs and report cards. I'm like, y'all, we don't have to do this for 5 months. So the good news is you're not closing out your classroom all day every day. You're closing out once a year, and it is a big deal. It's unique to our profession, but go ahead and take the time to read the lists. After you read them is a great time to get clarity on things you don't understand. I'm not the team leader, so I would go to my team leader, but maybe you are the team leader and you need to go higher up than yourself to get some clarity. But go ahead and get the clarity now. It's not the time to do it when everyone is almost halfway out the door. Okay, the next step might be a little extra. It might just be me and how I process. I've started to just be a little bit more gentle with myself about it. I need what I need. Just like a child might have accommodations. I'm not saying I need accommodations, but I need what I need, and I'm comfortable the way that I'm comfortable. It cracked me up yesterday at church because one of the couples in my community group is significantly older than me, at least a little bit. The man is of retirement age, and here he is. He and his wife have matching Teslas. They have matching iPads. He doesn't have a physical Bible out. No. He has his iPad, and he's taking notes on his iPad, and everything is very sleek and very cool. I have a spiral-bound college rule notebook and my pen, which I lost, so I had to scrounge one. I've got a physical Bible, and I drove up in a Nissan Rogue. It's just such a different experience. But anyway, do what you need. I'll get back to the point. So you're going to make your own list, if you're like me, prioritized by time, and one that speaks your language. And all tasks are not created equal, if I don't mention that later. So for example, this week, there were lots of things I could do that could have gone first, but I didn't do because I knew that my logs were a high priority and my report cards were a high priority. And thank you notes are always important, but no one's going to come at me like that, like they might if I have a missing report card. So big priority. But I went ahead and I made my own list based on this tech checklist and also the regular checklist. Prioritized by time, and also my version of what needs to happen for it. So it wasn't longhand, but just a way so I can look and I can know and I can triage what really needs to happen. Instead of wading through the big sea of words and everything, I can get my own idea of what actually needs to happen in the next few days, when, and what's most urgent. Okay, this part of the closeout definition makes sense. So the next step is to get your money right. So just like you're closing out the books and business, you really need to get everything tight and right before you leave the campus, particularly if you're not coming back to your campus. But regardless, even if you're coming the next year, you do not want to come back to a mess. We talk frequently about future you, right? So get your money right. If you have any reimbursements outstanding, let's get those taken care of so you can be done with it. Because a lot of them, when the school year is done, that's it, and you're out of luck. So even if you have to squeeze it in the 11th hour, for sure take care of that. You may have a budget that you need to write and turn in. And this is probably not our sweet spot. A lot of us were not trained this way in college. We are not accountants. We're not very flexible with a Microsoft Excel. Maybe that's just me. But any of those type of things, really just be looking ahead to your year ahead. What do you need for your budget? What does your admin need? Don't just hope that it is okay after the fact. And then also take a peek at your balances for your accounts. You just want to know your numbers. I said this a lot in my Better Boundaries for the Private Lessons teacher that I recorded for West, which is coming out soon. I'm really excited to share that with y'all. But you really need to know your numbers. So do not let the music account be a mystery. You want to be on good terms with whoever does finances in your building. And stay on top of your numbers. It matters. Okay, next step in this. And like I said, this can all be very... depending on your situation, it can be very pliable. It doesn't have to be rigid, but just think about what's going to work best for you. This is just what comes top of my head. And as I said, this may be verbatim to the other episode. I'm curious to go back and listen myself, episode 8. Somewhere on this checklist, at least this is how it's always been structured in the schools that I have been in, is a signature portion where you do not leave the campus unless all of your signatures are on this document, and then you give it to someone for the final signatures. I know you wouldn't be rude, but we all get a little rushed, a little bit stressed, especially at the end. And your admin, or the people who are doing the signatures, who are probably lots of different people in the building, are also a little stressed and rushed. So don't push or rush them as much as you feel like they're going slowly just to aggravate you. They're not. They're just being thorough, and they have about a million on their plate. And if you do push or rush them, sometimes they will just dig in their heels a little bit, and that process gets a little bit slower. So if you can, this is a nice time to have a last connection with them before you leave for the year. You can think about off-peak times. If the office opens at 9 a.m. for everyone to turn their keys, and you go at 9 a.m., there's going to be a rush, right? But if you go at 9:13, you're probably still within the window of time. There's no line. You can drop off your keys, exchange some pleasantries, and then have them sign with no muss or fuss. So think about off-peak. Think about being really respectful in the dealings, because this is peak time and really stressful for anyone in the front office capacity, anyone in leadership in your campus. So don't push or rush them, but you need your signatures, so get at that as well. Next step, and you're going to think you don't have time for it, and this can just fit in at your leisure against the next week, but it's nice to have a last lunch with your team, a last supper, if you will. No, not really. A last lunch with your team during the school year. Now, it is tempting to think like, oh, let's all get together this summer. But when you get together during the summer, which hopefully you will, and depending on your team and where you live and what you do, but that can also turn a little bit businessy, because you're thinking about all the business that has to be taken care of in the upcoming school year. You're trying to coordinate calendars to make it happen. It's not guaranteed, right? So for my money, go ahead and go to lunch with your team before the end of the school year, and try not to talk about too much school business. Just enjoy each other a little bit before you have to go off back to the real world. I think there's a balance here at school, and I am constantly struggling to find this balance. So don't let me act like I'm better than you on this one. Not at all. Not for a minute. It's real easy on campus for things to get transactional. Especially if you're me and you're not careful, you can just go through your day like it's a series of transactions and you're not really being very relational. It can also flip the other way, where it's all relational and you are standing in your doorway chit-chatting for 20 minutes at a time, but you're not getting through the transactions and the business of the day. So let me just encourage you to strike that balance. But here at the ending lunch with your team, purely relational. Enjoy each other. Have a good time. Really, these are people that you spend a lot more time with sometimes than your family during the school year. And they can make or break your campus. They've certainly been a blessing to me on my current campus. So, relational. Go enjoy them. Have lunch with your team. Have you ever listened to a sermon, a three-point sermon, where the first point takes about 35 minutes and then the preacher realizes that they're almost out of time and everyone's ready for lunch, and then points two and three happen real fast? Well, tonight I am that preacher, and I have like 12 more points, so we are going to zip right through this. It maybe should have been a two-parter, but too late for that now. The next step, a lot of times we get really hung up on the physical things in our room. When sometimes there's not that much physical stuff to do in our room, and when our students see it, it kind of triggers their brain that we're done, everything's down, we're done, this looks different, this feels different. So, as much as you can, if it works with you and your schedule, consider taking your things down and putting them away last. Only what you have to. Get some clarity on that. You can cover things if you need to. Create an ample space in your closets and your cabinets. We talked about that the last few weeks. But like I said, that does not have to be your first priority. Depending on what's going on and what's required for your campus, like I said, it might be better off for you to do some of the admin type of tasks first and then address the physical things. Next one I will be short on is, this is an old moving tip, save your tape, your pen, your sticky notes, and your Sharpie for last. You will pack them up thinking you're doing your stapler. You pack them up thinking you're doing something great. You're so on top of it. And then you will be digging them out time after time after time. I literally have those things out on my desk, and I do not put them away until I really have signed my life away and are ready to walk right out the building. Next point, and I will just breeze by this one, you hear it from me almost every podcast, is consider future you. Consider future you as you're packing things away. You don't have to be meticulous. You do need to take care for your instruments and yourself. But just remember, like I said last week, the person who's unpacking these things is in fact you. And with future you and with your relationships on the campus as you're packing up, even though you might be in a desperate rush to get out of there, and maybe you're heading straight out to a trip or something like that, and these people are the only thing standing your way between you and the Caribbean or whatever it might be, consider future you. You're going to be back at this campus next year. You're going to have these relationships next year. You're going to be in this physical space next year when you are taking care of your budget or you're planning for next year or any of those things, curriculum. Consider future you, and you want to leave it nice and tidy. This might be more for my benefit than for y'all, but the next step is don't forget your plants, your coffee pot, if they consider that a personal item, if you have one in your room, your fridge. I'm kind of in a transition with all that, so definitely take care of those during your move. You do not want to come back to think about like the stereotypical apartment setting, right? Dead plants and a fridge that needs defrosted and a coffee pot that's growing something. So go ahead and add those to your checklist if you haven't. Next step, and this is totally a repeat from the other week, but it bears repeating, save those lounge and hallway freebies from when you're all done and proceed with caution. Now, did I pick up some lounge freebies this morning? Yes, yes, I surely did. But really, think about what you can invest for space. Think about what is really useful for you, what would save you time or money or any of those type of things. And don't overdo on that. You don't want to have a big bowl of regret when you get back in the fall. Next, and I did mention this in some of my early episodes last year, do have your professional development plan in place for summer. You're going to need it on some level, right? Most districts are going to require you to have something. You might be doing full-blown levels like I am. Oh my goodness, y'all, I'm doing levels. I'm kind of scared. I'm not like kind of scared. I'm like a lot scared. It'll be good. Growth is good. But have your PD plan in place for summer. Have that all signed off on, all budgeted for, whatever you need to do to make that successful before you leave the building. Another mindset idea on this. Now, you don't want to rush, but you also don't want to drag. At this time of year, the perfect ship has sailed, right? So done is better than perfect. You will hear me say that a lot. I have just say it to remind myself and also hopefully remind you. Some things don't have to be amazing. They just have to be done. Now, we talked about future you, yes, but some things do not have to be alphabetized or, you know, I don't know, get out your label maker and all that. Some things good enough can just be good enough. So be constantly weighing your time and your energy versus just having it done. Next step, I know you because I think you are me. We hate asking for help. I don't know. I have this soundtrack that I'm being a bother. It's been playing for a long time for me. But for the heavy stuff, get help. You do not want to be hurt, having a hurt back or a hurt shoulder because you were moving the heavy stuff on your own when you shouldn't. And you definitely don't want to have an injury. Like I said, those will follow you a long time. Trust me, I know that with my foot. So get help for the heavy stuff, whether that's a custodian, whether that's members of your family, whether that's someone on your team. I know everyone has a lot on their plate and it's hard to ask, but it will be a lot worse if you're hurt. So get help with the heavy stuff. This is not a step. This is not a tip. This is just a story. There was a year that all I did for school was move. Literally all I did. So I had transferred campuses to a new one out by my home. So that was packing up everything from my school, which the district did a lovely job. You just packed it up and they picked it up. But when I say just packed it up, I was packing up my things from 5 years at that campus to move to another campus. And then this campus was co-housed with another campus. So we unpacked all my things from that campus into the co-house campus. Then it was December and it was pack all your things up again, including all the new things for your music room because you're going to be in the new music room at the new campus. And at the end of that school year, I left that campus and did not teach for a year. Probably no coincidence, but with all the moving, if you want to ask the truth, I felt like all I did was move because guess what? All I did was move. So if that experience taught me anything, it kind of reminded me of people when they're in the military and they, you know, they move so frequently that they get really good at moving and really ruthless about their stuff. So get that mindset that we do not have to have everything in the world. I address this in the Closet and Cabinets podcast, but you do not have to have everything in the world. And if you do for some awful reason, have one of those years where you're literally moving your stuff, I don't know, 3-4 times, think about downsizing. Think about limiting. You do not want to be buried underneath a pile of your stuff. And when I look at posts and I see music teachers who are leaving or just teachers who are leaving, they practically can't give some of their things away. So although they're valuable and we see the value in it, don't get overwhelmed with all your stuff. Let's minimalist if we can. Okay, this next step, tip, whatever we're calling this one, is the power of sensory. I have talked about that former episode about what you do when you had a rough day when you get home. I really just think the sensory thing for us is huge, and some of us may be wired a little bit more this way than others, but as musicians, I feel like we're all wired this way, right? And also as humans, we're all wired this way. I was doing certificates, a big stack of them. I'd push that can down the road, and it occurred to me to put my Spotify on, and I pulled up some Michael W. Smith worship. Yes, I did. I think that album is a solid 24 to 25 years old, and it just changed the atmosphere in the room for me. And when the rooms don't smell good, I will put on some lotion that has a good smell just to get something pleasant going on. And on those days when you feel like you're covered in sweat and dust and all that, and your feet hurt, it is sure nice to have some comfy clothes. Now, don't go looking like a slob at work. It's still work, still be decent and all that. But I think if you can just get yourself in a good zone with all these sensory things, genius. Next step. Push the easy button everywhere else you can in your life during this time. This is peak season. You probably won't even be listening to this for a couple weeks. I don't know your life. But push the easy button everywhere else you can. I don't have to tell you all this. I'm preaching to the choir. This is hard. And this is not typical in other professions. And there's a lot to do. And a lot of it is physical and mental and emotional. And we are just already exhausted, just scraping across the finish line. So don't be thinking you have to do anything else difficult in your life. Push the easy button everywhere else you can, every which way you can, so that you can make it through. Okay, next step. I feel, maybe wrongly so, that I have pretty good capacity, that I stay on top of things fairly well. I'm okay. I can keep up okay. But I have been shocked how many balls I've dropped lately. And it's just the sheer volume of keeping up with things as a wife and mother and music teacher, right? So a good hack for this, I think, is go ahead and skim your email and your newsletters all the way back to spring break on your campus, just to make sure you didn't miss anything. I tend to flag like crazy. I should not even tell you the total of my flagged emails in my inbox for personal or for work. Ridiculous. It's just my little way of telling myself I need to get back to it. But if I'm not careful, I'll flag it and nothing will happen. It'll just sit there all flagged in my inbox getting ignored. So go ahead and get the practice before you leave the campus. Do a last skim of your email, your newsletters, all the way back to spring break, and just make sure you haven't missed anything. And if you have missed something, is it something you need to handle right then? Or do you have a system that you are going to put in your calendar or your task management system or something so you get all those tasks handled? Last tip, your students need something to do. I am not a big fan of letting them sit around and talk, have everybody help, have chaos. It's not good for my soul, y'all. I don't like it. I'm not wired that way. Like I said, in some ways, I'm just this weird type B+. Some things I can handle the chaos and others I cannot at all. So your students need something to do, but you do not have to plan some cute, elaborate end of the year activity. So help me. Too much, and who knows if you'll even get it in with shifting schedules. So, could they sing along to your old program songs? Could they do the holiday sing-along again? Some of that's happened in my room. I'm not even mad at it. Could they hop on Music Play Online? Hey, Music Play Online people, I'm glad you're here. And do the games. Yes, and yes, and yes. And Music Play My List and Music Play Games are tremendous resources for all of this. Okay, this is atypical for me, but I am not going to summarize the episode because I figure like it's late, I'm tired, and you have a lot to do this time of year, so you probably don't need a longer episode to listen to. But I wish you the best of luck closing out your classroom. And as you take a chance to just reflect on all the great things you've done this year, you have done a good job this year. I am super glad you're here, and thank you for listening. I am really glad that you're here. The podcast has reached a milestone for us in downloads. The Facebook group is growing. I'm super excited. Here's some things you can do to support Happier Music Teacher. The first, if you haven't done so already, is rate and review the podcast. The second is purchase Happier Music Teacher. Right now, it's available on F-Flat Books. I'll link that in the show notes. And finally, join the Facebook group. That's going to be linked there as well. We have a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to the Happier Music Teacher. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe and tell a friend.